Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Dave Anderson back on the show. Dave is one of our favorite Brain Trust members. Been joining us now for more than 11 years. How about that, folks? 11-year member of our Brain Trust, and he's the author of all the important books on executing your business. One is called Up Your Business, How to Run Your Business by the book is another one. How to Deal with Difficult Customers, on and on. You're starting to get the picture. And his new one is, I'm excited about, it's coming out real soon, called It's Not Rocket Science. It's all about executing. Dave Anderson, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Jim. 11 years. We're growing old together.
Right? I know. And we got you right out of high school, didn't we?
Yeah, you did. Of course you did.
Dave, it's good to have you back as always. You know, all the best laid plans of mice and men aren't worth anything if somebody doesn't make it happen.
That's so true.
Executing, you know, you hear coaches talk about that all the time, don't you? We have to execute. We practice. We got a game plan. We got strategies. We know what we need to know about the other team, et cetera, but we have to execute.
Absolutely. That's why I wrote the book, Jim. I hold a three-day class at the end of each year, and I've been doing it for probably the last 14 years. And it's all about planning the upcoming year. And the first day, we talk about creating the vision. The second day, we talk about creating your strategy. And the third day, we talk about executing. And a lot of the same people come back year after year. So you hear their successes, you hear their frustrations. And year after year, I hear the same thing. We started the year with a great vision. Mm-hmm. Everyone was excited about it. We had a solid plan. We had meetings. We talked about it. We brought in consultants, whatever. And it just didn't get done. It didn't get done consistently enough. Things fizzled. And so, you know, it became really obvious over and over again that execution for most people is the missing link. And most people don't have an execution process.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask them, Jim, what's your execution process? What are your step-by-step, mm-hmm. you know, things you follow? And they give you that blank look. And so I realized, okay, this is where we need to do some work. And that's what brought the book about.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad to see that that's the evolution of this thing, because this is really important. You know, one of my favorite things that I learned in the military, in the infantry, they teach you that, you know, that your greatest, most well-practiced and planned out strategy only lasts as long as first contact with the enemy.
Well, exactly.
How are you going to deal with that? You know, how you deal with the disruption, and one of the things I like to, one of the terms I like to use in the marketplace is, tell me how you go to market.
Right.
Go to market, isn't that a great term?
Yep.
How do you go to market? And because, you know, when you put a go in front of something, that's not an idea. That means somebody needs to crank a motor and put it in gear.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And you know what? You get a blank deer caught in the headlights look a lot of times when you ask those questions.
Go to market, yeah.
Most companies, they're not suffering because they lack goals. I mean, come on. Most people have goals, and they don't really suffer because they don't have the plan. They're trying things. They have a plan. It's just not being executed. And very often, people don't even know what it is. I had someone say over and over again, I hear this, they say, well, executing is just about getting things done, right? No, it's about getting the right things done.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are getting things done every day, and they're still not moving forward because they're not getting the right things done. They lack focus. And that's really what execution is, Jim. I don't think most people fall short of their potential because they lack desire. I think most people really want it. Some don't, but most do. And I don't think it's because they lack work ethic. I don't think most people are lazy. I think most of them are kind of giving it all they have during the day.
I also don't think it's because they don't have enough things they've identified need to be done.
No, I don't either. I think it's lack of focus.
That's right. They need to know which one to do next.
Exactly. They know what needs to be done. They know they have the drive. They have the work ethic, but they don't have the focus. And they do 40 things every day,
right,
and leave a blur. instead of focusing on the three or four that would matter most and leaving a mark.
What is the first thing they should think about?
Well, first of all, they do have to get really clear about what their goal is, because you have to know what to say yes and what they say no to. And here's this is another problem, Jim. People are chasing 20 different goals at the same time, and they're giving 5% of their time and effort to 20 different things, and they're not going to do any of it particularly well. So the first thing we talk about in the book is you've got to determine the ultimate few. We call them TUFs, T-U-F-S, the ultimate few. What are the one, two, or three major goals maximum that drive your organization that you're going to give disproportionate energy to? Now, there may be 20 things that are important, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the great things, not the good things, you know, not the okay things, but actually the best things, if you want to put it that way.
I like that.
What are
that
the one,
tough,
two, or three best?
The ultimate few.
The
gonna,
ultimate few.
We're
going to
talk
start
some more about this with our good friend Dave Anderson after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.